As Yaakov is giving out the bracha to his grandsons, Manasseh and Ephraim, he tells Yosef specifically that he's giving him, in general, a larger portion. He says, "Vani natati lechashchem achar alachecha, v'shalakachti miyad hamari b'charbi v'kashti." Says this pasuk, I'm going to give you one more shchem, okay? One more shchem than your brothers, because I took it from the emori with my sword and my bow. Now, Rashi discusses, what does this mean, shchem achad? What does that possibly mean? So he explains that there are two different explanations. First he says, shchem mamash. He says, this is shchem mamash. Now, it's actually not clear what Rashi means here, shchem mamash. What's a shchem mamash? He could mean literally the city, or, as in the next comment, it could mean something else. So he explains, what does it mean when he says, b'charbi u'b'kashti? So he says, k'shargu Shimon v'Levi etan sheishchem, nitkansu kol sviwateyem lizdaveg lehem v'chagay Yaakov chay milchama k'negdan. It sounds like Yaakov is taking credit for conquering Shechem, which is strange because we know who conquered Shechem for real. It was Shimon and Levi, who killed all the inhabitants of Shechem after they did their Brit Milah. So why is Yaakov claiming credit? So Rashi quotes this Midrashic tradition, a very strong Midrashic tradition, a very long Midrashim that a lot of the Rishonim quote, that at the end of that story, it sounds like Yaakov says, you know, people are going to come and attack us, they're going to be angry with us after they see what you did. But the Torah doesn't explain any of that, doesn't mention any of that. So the Midrashim have long stories about the wars that happened subsequently as a result of Shimon and Levi's actions in Shechem, that they all came to attack, and Yaakov basically acted as a warrior, and he went out and fought all these armies basically by himself, and that's what the Midrashim say. So according to that Midrash, Yaakov really did conquer Shechem, or at least retain it, with his sword and his bow. But Rashi mentions another explanation, Davar Acher, Shechem Achad u'Bechora, that the Shechem is a Bechora, Shehidlu Banav Shnei Chalakim, u'Shechem, Lashon Chalaku, Shechem is a noun, it just means a portion. So, he's giving him an extra portion. It doesn't mean where or what it is. He's just saying, I'm giving you an extra portion. I'm making you into a bechor. He quotes a few psukim where shchem means just a portion. In the very next comment, though, it's interesting. He says, "Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori," that I took from the emori. Now, what does it mean from the emori? So here as well, Rashi gives two perushim, which line up with his previous two perushim. One, he says, "Miyad esav shasa maase emori." I'm going to take it from Esav, who took, who did a Maase Emori, which appears to be some kind of, who took him from, whose deeds were like an Amori, so that seems to line up with the first shot, that he attacked Shechem, or he protected Shechem physically. But then the second explanation, Davar Acher, Shayat Sad Aviv Beim Refiv, that I took it from Esav, who was tricking my father, Yitzchak. In which sense, what he means is, I took what? I took the Bechorah from Esav. Esav was tricking Yitzchak. So I tricked Esav, or I tricked Yitzchak also, in order to take the Bechorah. And I'm giving that Bechorah to you, to Yosef. Right. Shavua Tov. Yom Tov.